The Gaming Grunts return with a classic D&D 5th edition adventure, The Lost Mine of Phandelver.
All right, welcome everyone to episode 28 of Lost Mine of Phandelver, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts. Okay, yeah, so last we left off, the party had returned to Phandalin, done a little shopping and a little buying and, you know, updating some of their equipment, and made plans with Gundar and Sildar, to Gundren and Sildar, I'm apparently shipping them, to escort them to the entrance of Wave Echo Cave and assist them in clearing the caves of the evil within, dangers within, as it were. And so they agreed and all went back to the Stonehill Inn for the night, where they received complimentary accommodations for the services they have rendered to the town in clearing the Red Brands, and settled in for the night. In the middle of the night, in the deep dark of the night, they were startled awoken by the ringing of a bell at the townmaster's hall, alarming them and everyone else of an incoming raid of orcs. Jumping out of bed, they joined to help protect the town, along with Sildar and Gundren, and met one band of orcs, including an ogre and a rather large variant of orc called an Orug, that they battled and defeated. But prior scouting by Eagle Eye, indicated that there were two other groups of invading orcs, both to the north and to the east. They have just finished their combat, defeating the first group, and they are regrouping to determine what to do next. And that is where we are. As you begin to regroup, Sister Gorella, who has been cowering in the Shrine of Luck, being a simple acolyte that does not have much in the way of combat ability, she steps out and points you in the direction to the north, saying there are more coming. Now, you already know this, but she steps forward and she puts her hand on Eagle Eye. You're probably the worst off, right? You're at 18 hit points.
I think you're the
worst off. So seeing this, she will walk up to you and cast cure wounds for a total of 6 hit. So she heals you for a total of 6 hit points worth of damage.
Wow! Nice.
Okay. And she says, and if you'll wait for 12 seconds, I've got something else. And she begins to cast, and she casts twice, Bless. Right. So she casts the spell Bless. Let me link that to you guys so you know what that is. So basically what it amounts to is for the next minute, why did that not... There we go. For the next minute, you will be able to add a D4 to any attack roll or saving throw. Okay? And that covers everyone in the group except for She's not able to get Sildar. She can get six people. So everyone, so all of you guys and Gundren receive this D4 bonus.
One-time things or
no, it's any role for the next minute.
Whoa, fight.
yep. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, shoot. It's a concentration spell. So sorry. Pick four people. Pick three people. Excuse me. Pick three people to get there. I just realized it's a concentration spell.
Concentration. Okay. I'm just gonna. I'm thinking if I should. I was planning on taking a L potion, but like. Now I'm at 24. Do I need to do that? I think it's better I do that before the thing starts. I have two, so I'm going to take one.
Okay.
You mean potion?
Yeah. So you're going
to drink potion.
So which three of us are going to get the blessed?
Four, right?
If you guys don't want to decide, I will roll randomly. You guys can decide.
I can give up if you guys want it, because I
was gonna say whoever has to swing their weapon to hit things should probably get it.
I was gonna say Lillian, Eagle Eye, and Tankrin.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same.
Me and Sandswood will stay back and not get the bless.
Okay,
so one more people, right? Is it four of us?
Three.
Eagle Eye. I don't remember.
Tankrin and Agat and Lillian.
Yes.
I'm gonna take seven and I'm full. I'm gonna
nice.
Back to full 8 points.
I'm full.
Okay.
Two.
I need to remove one. I have two. There you go. Cool. So we are going north now, right?
Where is the loudest sound of fighting coming from? Which direction?
Probably the closest.
Yeah.
Since we're having limited time.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say loudest is probably closest.
Make a perception check. It seems like the majority of the loudest sound of fighting seems to be to the north.
Under the north.
Wait a minute. Where is the corpse of the dude wearing armor?
You don't have time.
We don't have time. Armor.
I want to cut his head and wave it. Oh, okay. Okay. Do I have time to do that?
No, you only have 10 rounds.
Okay, run.
Okay.
Are we still in initiative order, John? Like,
we'll assume you're still. We're going to assume you're still in initiative order, because we're rolling kind of from one roll to round to the next. Go ahead and make your initial movements for your first round.
We don't know where they are yet, right?
No, you don't. You know, it seems to be the road heading north northwest or east, north northeast, heading toward Barth's provisions.
Where's the ruler again?
The line.
Yeah. Someone say that. Some one person say that again.
Rotated Q.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll use my full action rounds to here, 50 feet.
So, can I fly with the dash action?
You can use dash on your flying speed, I would say. I don't see why not.
So, I'm going to do under. But let me put it this way: like, if I see anyone, like, I'm gonna cut short. But I'm just gonna fly up to 100 feet until I see someone, or somewhere over here. Somebody's already there, right? So I think I'm just gonna go there. Yeah.
Let's see. It is dark and it is night. Give me a perception check with disadvantage.
Okay.
And he does not have.
And where are you? Where are you flying to?
Most likely, I'm gonna be flying over here. I'm gonna be here, right next to.
Okay. So I'm a little unclear. Are you doing your full dash, or are you flying until you can see something?
Oh, I could do that. Is it okay?
You would hit the limit of your dash if you didn't see anything.
Okay. I'll be here. It's the wrong one. Okay, there you go. But I'm on the ground now. I just popped out.
Okay. Give me a perception check. See if you can.
With a disadvantage, right?
With disadvantage, yeah.
One and two.
Okay. 30. You see some motion in this area. It appears that they've the buildings up to the north, those are beginning to burn. They've clearly set these what looks like a farmhouse and some outbuildings on fire just to the north of Phandalin, and they're proceeding their attack into the city proper. So they are. You see some shadows moving out near the ruins of this wall out here. You can't pinpoint specifically where, but they look like they're coming close. You see some torches that are bobbing in the distance, and it looks like they're headed toward perhaps Spartan's provisions.
I could move forward. I don't know what other people's moving speed is, but. I'd be the only one who would be engaged then.
You moved your first round, right?
Yeah, I moved my first round. Yeah.
So let's have everybody move their second round, and then we'll get into Well, we're round around as it is.
Whoa, it's too far. Second round.
It's hard when you can't really move that far.
My 60 speed feet. Is 25 feet.
Well,
yeah, but 50. You're dashing.
Dash is 50.
Yeah,
dashing become 50. Still, it's so slow.
Become a cheetah.
I don't want to. I can to double my speed, but I feel
over here. Okay.
I don't want to run. I don't want to be the first one.
This map is kind of. I should be here somewhere. Okay, I'll be here somewhere. Okay. I'm just gonna do the full dash. That's fine. I can always disengage and come back if needed. This time, since I see some motion, I'm gonna keep flying. Until other people are going to be here, but if I see someone, I'm going to take the action.
Hey, give me another perception check. This time, straight perception, because you're much closer now.
Oh, that's crap.
There are clearly multiple figures around this area, flitting, from place to place. You see a couple of the orcs are. Yep. Are approaching Barthen's provisions with torches. They stand out very well, so you can at least see two of them. They're carrying torches in one hand and a flask of oil in the other, and they seem intent on burning Barthen's provisions.
I can help them.
Should we do the next one?
Let's go ahead. Well, you guys already have
two rounds of movement.
Two rounds.
Roll initiative for the orcs.
So we should re-roll our initiative, or
no?
Not?
Just leave it. Let's leave it as is. Okay. And that I did not. Oops, I screwed that one up. I will change that to be, what did I have that as 12 before? Something like that. I selected the wrong one. And which probably benefits you guys. Yes, it does. Okay. All right. So let's see. Now we're going to do this in descending order, and we're going to be at the top of the order. So yeah, let's go ahead and do this in melee order, in initiative order. Lillian, what would you like to do?
So I can see them, right?
Yes.
Is that only because they have their torches?
These two, yes, you can see because they have the torches out.
You can shoot them.
Because I can definitely shoot at them, but I think I'd be at disadvantage range.
300?
120. You can move and then fire if you want.
You have a long bow.
Yeah, actually, they're both within regular range.
That is...
Importantly, though, I don't think they're 5 feet apart.
No, they're not.
Shoot one.
All right, I will.
Outdoor fighting. Damn it.
He's just mad because you can't get her three attacks in.
I'll go ahead and walk forward my 30, and then I'll shoot my bow at the first one, the closest.
Okay.
With bonus.
You get a 1d4 bonus.
Did we get on the attack?
So combined at whopping 12.
I'm sorry, Bala, what was the question?
Is it the bonus? Is it on the... attack?
It's on attack it rolls. On the, it's on attack rolls and saving throws.
Saving throws.
Basically, okay. D20 rolls. Acceptability checks, not skill checks.
Not
so saving throws and attack rolls.
Yep.
That's what the guy is. So, yeah, unfortunately, you just missed.
Good hand.
Yeah,
it didn't roll great.
But yeah, okay.
What with a two?
you didn't move anymore, or are you going to stay?
Nope, that was my movement limit. So,
okay.
He missed. So does Orc notice since he missed?
Does the Orc notice? It's a good question.
I don't know. I missed only just.
No. He has no idea.
Yes.
No idea. Went behind him, and he's so focused on the building that he does not appear to notice.
This is how bad you missed.
Sildar is going to move forward as well, and he is going to fire. He's going to fire his crossbow.
Whoa.
Let me see. Does he have? Yeah, he can make it there without having to roll disadvantage. Wow. He has a heavy crossbow, so he's got 100-foot regular range. Unfortunately, he misses as well.
Mm.
All right, and that's his turn. At this point, you see one of those big giant guys, or one of the big big plate mail clad orcs appear, and he He can move up to his speed toward a hostile creature as a bonus action. So he's going to move a full 60 feet.
He has a 60-foot move, or he can dash as a bonus?
No, he can do it. Basically, he can do a dash.
Wow.
And make his attack. That puts him about there. He's gonna attack the closest guy with a javelin. So that would be Eagle Eye. And so he's going to make his attack roll, and that's a 15. Does a 15 hit? Bala?
No. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
My armor class is 16.
What is he wearing?
He is wearing plate mail. He's just like that other one. He's not quite that big.
It's his twin.
And basically, he is kind of a. This one's a little more scarred up, and his tusks are a slightly different shape. But other than that, they're very, very similar.
60. All right, with the same.
Is it this guy, John?
Sorry,
this one.
It's this guy right here.
This guy. Okay.
No, I can't. I cannot reach it.
On this map, this is not the greatest map for this.
Can't reach it.
So, Tankrin.
Just going to dash. That's all I can do.
Did you miss? Or you know, you were.
No.
That's right. You were all the way across the square.
Yeah, I think I moved to about there, and that's me.
Little gnome with little feet.
Yep. 25 foot movement. That's dash right. 50.
So do I.
Okay. Then Agadir, you're up.
So 30 feet will put me about there. Let's see if I'm close enough to
sleep it.
You're just out of range.
90 foot?
No, I got 80 foot range. I can hit the plate milk guy, but he's going to be tougher to hit. But I think I'm going to shoot him anyway because I'd rather take the.
Take the attack on the dash? Or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to attack him. Let's see. Oops. Short bow. Let's hope. 16.
Unfortunately,
not going to make it.
Not hit. No. And is that it? Any bonus actions or anything?
Nah, that's going to be it.
Okay. All right. Then it is the orc's turn. So for their action, they throw the oil at the building. They'll both make a quick attack roll to just as a make it a dexterity roll just to make sure they can hit. One of them hits, one of them actually throws it past and it crashes on the ground at the side of the building, but at least one of them and his buddy just laughs at him. Because he can't hit a building with a vial of oil.
What is the AC of a building? What is the AC of that building? So, I'm curious.
You can't hit the broadside of a Barthens.
That's good.
And they prepare to throw their torches, but they don't this round because their action was throwing the oil. So they are, that is their turn. But in the meantime, several more orcs begin to appear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but how close are they together?
more than 5 feet.
Yeah, I guess it's for more than 5 feet. The scale of the map.
Come on, they should be closer, you know?
These orcs are like the Borg. They're adapting.
I mean, the thing is, though, can you really call them a horde if they're not really near each other?
And I will put a red dot on the two that are attacking the building. That kind of masks their icon, but you get the point. And so these are the two that are actually attacking the building.
We don't have to save a building. You mentioned one of it missed, right? Where is the oil?
The oil is kind of on the side. It kind of on the side of the building over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Let's see. All right. So let's see. That is the orc's turn. Eagle Eye.
So I don't think there is no point in hitting the heavy guy until Sunset comes here and eats his metal. So I'm planning on just hitting these orcs over here with my crossbow. I just get only one action. That's the only drawback. But
okay. Which one are you? Okay, you're going after that first one.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah.
Okay.
Or do I know like which one? Or they both are about to throw the fire, right? Like,
that's right. Those two are the ones that are about to throw the fire. Okay, that'll hit.
Boom.
And then a D4. Oh, that's only for attack rolls.
Attack rolls. You could have added it to your crossbow attack. But wow, is that max damage? Holy cow! Yeah.
Yeah, that's max damage.
12. Wow. Yeah, that guy is seriously hurting.
I'm gonna move because this guy might definitely is gonna get to me next turn.
Getting closer to us.
You could do a 60-foot dash and take an attack. So.
Oh, I mixed these guys. This is Sildar.
Yeah. Mayhem getting closer to us.
And this is Gundren.
Okay, I'm gonna
come back.
No, I don't want, because like I can't reach these guys the next round. Oh, I could move back again, right? So yeah, I'm just gonna move back. What's this guy? 60 feet. I'm just gonna be over here, 65. Like, where is my? Gonna move back a bit.
Okay.
Once again, let me see. Like, what's?
Oh no.
I think I could definitely do 35 or 40 feet. So I could just. I'm just gonna move over there, move back. And I could move forward if needed.
Okay. Alrighty, let's see. Then is
just moving away so that like I'm blocking somebody. So.
Yeah. Okay. Next up I think is Sandswood.
Yes. Let me check the range about here. Okay, I move. I'm not dashing, but only move to, wait a minute, let me check again, 25, it's about here. Okay, I move to here, and then I can focus on something, right? I can do a reaction stuff. So
you can do bonus actions. You cannot do reactions.
I can save my action until something happened, right?
Oh, you can hold your action. Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to specify the action you're holding and what event will cause it to trigger.
Okay, I'll hold my action when this guy getting closer to me within 60 feet, I'll cast heat metal to it.
Okay. Can you hold a spell? Okay, so caveat to this, and you can do this, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
You can hold a spellcasting action, but to do so, you have to begin the casting of the spell.
Oh my God.
You're committed to casting the spell. And if you decide to, if if nothing triggers it, you'll lose that spell slot. That's
no. Then I don't want to. I don't want to. Yeah. If that's okay, okay, I'll dash again to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cannot risk my last second level spell. All right.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Then the next up is Gundren. He really doesn't have anything he can do from a distance. So he is going to also see where. Why can't I get?
I just realized I was on mute when I was talking, but as a bard, can I use my bardic inspiration to give one of my second level spell slots to Sanswood?
Sadly, no.
Aww.
You can get about 50 feet, which is right about here-ish.
Yeah, I wish that sister can heal me one level two spell slot.
Okay. That's about all he can do. So Lillian, you're up.
I wish they were closer. Does anybody remember roughly the hit points that the big dude had before?
More than us.
Well, Eagle Eye hit for 13.
45 to 50, I think, somewhere around there, with a really high armor class.
Oh, you're talking about the Aurg or the orcs?
The thing in the front that's armored. Yeah.
Oh, the Aurg. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot more.
All right. It's probably worth me putting Hunter's Mark on it then. It's a.
Hunter's mark him.
Yep. We'll put Hunter's mark on him, and then that's within range too, right? Yeah. And then I will use my bow that has the highest hit. And I assume even with a D4, that doesn't hit.
13. A 13?
The Aurg has an armor class about 19 or 20.
That does not hit the Aurg, for sure. Yeah.
I don't know what his AC is, but I know we hit him with a 19, the earlier one.
Yep. Okay. That was my turn then. Or actually, I don't need to be here. A lot more bravery over here, I think. I'll go and pick it up.
There's a lot of bravery over there. That's hilarious.
Somebody dropped their bravery.
Okay. Don't worry, though. I got it.
So to make him more brave. Oh, what is this? He's got about 30 foot. I scrolled. That was bad. 30 foot. Okay, he's got 30 foot movement. So he can go. All right. He is going to move up here.
All right.
And he's going to take another shot at the almost dead orc. Take a heavy shot. Crossbow shot at him.
Yay.
And he kills him. So.
You did not roll and he kills him. Okay.
Yeah, he had so few hit points that I didn't even roll damage for him. That was enough to kill the one that has a torch. The Aurig now goes. Having seen Sildar come up, he's going to move forward to engage with Sildar. He is going to attack with a great axe. Oh, shit. He gets a natural 20.
So that by
natural 20, and he's going to otherwise, is there a way to, okay, I'll just add a 1d6. Ooh, when he gets max damage. And, okay, that is not really all. Oh, I rolled the wrong thing. Okay, it's 1d12. Oh, not too bad. Okay, does 10 points of damage to Sildar, which
only 10 points on the crit. Wow.
Yeah, it was he after I re-rolled, he did much less damage. I re-rolled with the right die. He didn't do nearly as much damage. All right, so that's. Does he get one attack or two? Great attack. He makes two great axe attacks. He's going to take a second. And he gets a natural 20 again. oh boy. Yeah, and this time he does. He does more damage, and Sildar goes down. He's unconscious.
Unconscious only?
What?
Unconscious. Okay. Good enough.
He's unconscious.
Thank you, Sildar.
So I'll make him yellow. He's unconscious. All right. And that's his turn. So Tankrin.
So John, I think you made somebody else.
Yeah, as we say, who'd you make? Yeah,
you make someone else.
Oops. Oh, that's right. That was I also. Oh wait. That was I completely screwed that one up. So the result is the same, but I deducted all of the hit points from so that's minus 10. And then that's minus 18. He is still he just got a little more negative, which is the same thing. All right, so he's unconscious. All right, so that was that. It is Tankrin's turn now.
Yeah, dashed up and casting Shield of Faith.
Okay. And that's it?
Yep.
But Jeff, you already did cast Shield last fight, right?
It's gone now.
It only lasts for 10 minutes or so.
Hold on. What is the
duration? I think it's 10 minutes, I believe. The shield.
Oh, concentration. I don't think I've.
Oh, you have. It's there's usually still a time limit. Where are you? You're the one I have up now.
Well, could I have sustained concentration while running?
Yeah.
Dashing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Then it's still up then.
Yeah. It is.
Because I never got hit.
Up to 10 minutes. So you're good. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Or I got hit, but then I cast Shield of Faith and have not been hit since.
Right. Yeah, so you're good.
Okay, so then I will not cast it a second time, and I will end my round.
Okay, cool.
Even if you got hit, you'll have a constitution saving throw to make sure.
All right, so next up is Agadir.
Let's see how far I'm away.
Put him to sleep, Agadir.
Put him to sleep.
He need a lot more powerful literally, sleep spell.
Like, tell him a nice story.
Yeah. So I'm not quite.
How many turns do we have for blessing? Four? Six?
This is the fourth, and this is the fourth round. So yeah, six remaining.
Okay.
On my
if this goes six rounds, we're in trouble. Oh, that's good. Plenty there. I don't think I can get in range of the other fire thrower. Because he is 110 feet.
You could just fire at the advantage.
I thought about running up 30 feet, and that would put it pretty close. Because I got 80 feet on my longbow. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. That'll put me right at range. So let me see. I missed the grid.
Yeah.
Now the Warhammer guy.
So I'm going to run just up to here. So that should put me right in range to hit the red orc with my bow. So let me switch back over. And while I'm getting this ready, does anybody have qualms with me doing a healing word on our downed friend?
Does that work on an unconscious person?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's not gonna.
Does it? Because I think he has to hear it. That means consciously hear it or just physically hear it.
Well, either way, I got to make a short bow attack, so let me do that first.
Yep. 16. If it's gonna wake up, I think the orc might hit him again and
7
unconsciousness, so probably next round.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Though that means he'll take another hit, and it won't be us.
Okay. You hit the orc. You do some damage. He's still up.
He's still up.
He was undamaged. So, yeah.
Yep. And I guess as a bonus action, I'm going to do a healing word on Sildor.
Okay. Tell me how many.
Yep. How many let me switch over. A whopping 4.
Hey, okay, well, that gets him up. He is back up. He's on the ground shaking his head. Having gotten clocked hard by that guy. Interesting. Okay. So go ahead. Let's see. I have not been doing. No, that no wouldn't have made any difference. Okay.
Why is Agadir twice in the turn order at 15 and 10?
Oh, because Agador's name is next to Bala's.
Working on apparently I selected the wrong character for him. Okay, there we go. I was in the process of fixing these icons to have
names
to have the correct names, although why the nameplates are showing, I have no idea. So in the meantime, so Agadir, you're done, right?
Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, so it is the orc's turn. the first orc is going to try to throw his torch and hit the wall. It's not a really difficult. It is dark, but he's just throwing it stupid. And he rolls a natural 3. He throws his torch, and at first you think you see this whoosh, the flames just go lighting up the side of the building, and you're like, oh no, the building, it's on fire. And then you realize he hit the oil that was on the ground that he apparently had thrown to begin with, and completely missed the building. So there's this burning pool of oil right next to the building. The building is just fine.
And his friend used to laugh. The one used to laugh at him.
That's right.
He's dead.
Yeah, the one that laughed at him is now dead.
Yeah, feel sad about that.
Okay. All right. So. In the meantime, let's see. 60-foot. Okay.
They can all dash and attack.
Dash is an action, so they wouldn't be able to attack.
They have.
Unless they have a special ability.
They have the ability to attack. They have the aggressive ability, which allows them to attack. So one of them is attacking Agadir here, is 14 hit?
A 14 does not hit.
Does not hit. All right, the next one. Okay. They did. So as far as these guys were concerned, Sildar was basically dead. He's still on the ground. So he simply makes his rush forward. And I'm going to probably be a little loosey-goosey with the rest of these guys because, whoops. Okay, so, and they just move forward, and I think I got everybody. But yeah, so that is. Let's see.
Did the guy under the red dot? Did he also move, or like, is he still there? Is he going
to
throw?
He did an action to try to set the building on fire.
No, but like he could move, right?
He could, but his motion. He moves to go to pick up the torch. Is really what
he does. He's gonna scoop up the burning oil in his hand and smear it on the side of the building.
That's about his intelligence right there. So a couple of these guys are gonna throw four of these guys are going to throw their javelins. Two of them at Tankrin, and two of them at Agadir. So the two that are attacking Tankrin, I'm sure a natural 1 misses for a grand total of 4. A 6 will miss as well, I'm sure. Agadir, again, a natural 1.
That misses.
And then a 14. Will a 14 hit?
A 14 just misses as well.
Oh, wow. Holy cow. All right, these guys rolled 2 natural 1s, 3. And a 9. That was brilliant. Okay, so that's their go. Eagle Eye.
I could do a walking feat. Is this a different ones? Is this a orc? This one.
The one right next to Agadir is an orc.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Only the one just to the north of Sildar is not a dwarf.
Okay.
Or
there's not an orc.
I'm just trying. I'm trying to get to this guy. Need at least 80 feet to take a crossbow action. I might put myself in the line of sight of the other. Okay, never mind. Or I could fly. Fly. 50 feet. But I would be outside everyone's range. Okay, I'm just going to be coming right next to Agadir and then take my crossbow. And then hit this guy.
Okay. I'm sorry, which guy were you hitting again?
The red dot guy.
The red one, dot guy.
Okay, the torchbearer. Yeah,
yes, the torchbearer. There you go.
Does he still have a torch since he threw it at
the Well, he's the orc formerly known as torchbearer.
He's going to retrieve his torch.
20, okay.
And a 20 will absolutely hit.
Okay. Six.
And 6 yeah. points of damage. Man, he... Yeah, he's close. He's still out.
Okay.
And these guys are tough. These guys are tough.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Do an unarmed strike. Your arms are 80 feet long, right?
I can't do that. Like, I need to do it with a martial arts to do the unarmed strike on my body.
Yeah, he's got to use a...
But that and the fact that he's 80 feet away probably means, you know, you're not going to hit him.
And using your crossbow also.
Yeah.
You've got to use a monk weapon in order to use an
arm strike. I could. No, I'm just going to be there. Like, I could burn a key, but I just only 2 more left. That is 1 more round of thing, too. So, yeah. I want to do a patient defense or something, but, like, never mind. I'm just going to, let's see how it goes.
Okay.
I'm going to be there.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Sandswood.
When I cast the metal, heat metal, can it notice me? If I just cast it?
It might. It'll notice that it has cast metal or heat metal cast to it. Whether or not he notices, are you trying to do it surreptitiously so he's not aware that it's you?
Can I do that?
You could certainly try, and he'll get a perception attack or a perception, an opposed perception roll.
Perception?
Yeah, so you're going to do a sleight of hand.
Okay. Whoa.
Oh, nice. And he rolled pretty high, but you have enough, enough buildings and whatnot around, and there's enough chaos on the battlefield that he does not notice that it is you casting heat metal.
I just cast it. So that means I can do a 2d8 damage this round.
Right. So that
it's a 12.
That was your roll, right? The first roll.
It does not. You don't need a roll to hit.
Well, yeah, but that first
there's roll. There's a 9 before you rolled.
Yeah.
Oh, the damage. I see. When I click on the spell, it rolls the 9. I don't know what it means.
It's probably the damage.
This is the damage. I see. Thank you. Yeah. So it's a 9, not a 12. Got it.
Okay. For some reason. It is showing the wrong information. Oh, that's right, because I had this wrong before on the other one, and I didn't change it on this one. And he had 900 hit points, I think is right. Okay, yeah, that's right.
It's going to take a little while.
Okay, wear him down. Okay, so we're going to drop him 9. And okay, yeah, so... so he bellows as it heats up, and he needs to make a constitution saving throw. What is your DC?
12.
12?
12.
He gets a natural 20. He snarls through the pain, and he keeps pushing forward.
Okay. I use my speed to move to here, 25 feet away. That's end of my action.
Oh, that's what the problem is.
Okay. And this is a first round of the heating heat metal. It lasts only 1 minute.
10 minutes. Yeah, but combat usually doesn't last longer than that. So yeah,
hopefully
you should be okay. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So yeah, let's see. Gundren is up next. He is right here. He sees his friend fall and get healed again. And he's going to go engage with he's actually focused on the guy who's still attacking Barthens. He's trying to save the building. He needs to be within how far? Oh, he doesn't have any missiles, so he will not do that. He will do what I was going to originally have him do, which is not get in front of Tankrin. Try to take out Agadir. So he's going to move over here and attack. He hits with a 24, and does. Come on.
How much?
What was that?
How many?
Did it throw the die? It threw the die and then disappeared. Oh, it's on the other screen. 6 points of damage. Okay. That guy's hurt. I think that's all he gets is a single attack. Yep. But I think he's going to take his action surge and attack again. So he's going to hit with a 17. And he's going to do 6 points of damage. So that guy's close to dead. And that's his turn. Lillian.
Did you say he was dead or almost dead?
Almost dead.
Okay.
And he's getting close to dead.
Not dead yet.
Well, mostly dead means he's partially alive, right?
Right. Very true.
He's not all dead yet.
Lillian, you are up.
Lillian, you are muted.
Are you on mute?
I was speaking.
No, he's not muted. Must have stepped away.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
No, yeah, my headphones are wigging out a little bit.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't muted on Hangouts, but it wasn't lighting up, and I'm like, Well, as usual, I'm going to use my bow.
Is that anybody?
We'll go for the big guy in front, since I have
the big guy.
Hunter's mark still on him.
All right.
Natural 20. Because he has advantage, right? Hunter's mark gives you advantage?
No, Hunter's mark just gives you like damage.
Oh, too bad.
Okay.
So actually, Hunter's mark is not super great. And I don't think even a plus four will hit.
No. Even plus four won't hit.
I'll throw it in there anyway, but
sure.
There
you go. All right, now.
And I am going to move.
Okay.
Bravely always being behind someone else. But I want the option of going in and using my swords.
There you go. All right. That's blind. Select. Okay. And let's see. Next up will be Sildar, who is
prone.
Right there. That's right. Okay. And he is.
He's also prone.
He uses half his movement to get up. And he is going to disengage and move. He's got what, 15 feet? Well, yeah. He's got 15 feet left of movement if he uses, no. Yeah, he's got 30 feet. He's got a full 30 feet. So he's going to move back just out of. Ooh. He's basically going to just move away from, he can't get fully out of combat range. He's going to move back here. Just to get out of range of the big bad, and I think that's his turn. He's and we talked about doing potions as a bonus action. No, he's out of potions. He doesn't have a potion. He used his potion, so I guess that's his go.
Can we give items to others?
As an action, you can handing off items is an action.
Okay.
It is then the Oryx's turn, and he's going to move up to the next available victim, which is going to be Eagle Eye.
I'm assuming we can't retcon the fact that we wouldn't have let one of our allies go into another battle without a potion.
No.
Okay.
And I assume a 24 hits. Eight points of damage, Bala.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm gonna update right now.
For certain values are cool. And then he takes a second attack. Does a 17 hit?
17 hits, yeah.
Ooh,
okay. What's the first attack again?
The first attack was 8 points of damage.
Okay.
The second attack is 12 points of damage.
Ooh, 20.
This bad boy hits hard.
How many do you have? 11? 12?
I have 11. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's see. And that's his go. He'll stay there. Tankrin, you're up.
I have no idea how you want to move me, but I'm going to move to engage the Orug. And do I get advantage because he's already fighting Eagle Eye?
What gives you advantage?
I'm just wondering that he's distracted.
You don't get it unless you're. There are certain cases in which, like rogues get sneak attack if they're engaged with a few things like that.
Hit with the war pick.
You're gonna
and the blast doesn't make a difference.
Okay,
maybe before, right?
No, his AC is 19, 18 or 19.
Oh, you are hitting the big guy, not the orcs.
Yes,
I see.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
All right, Agadir.
I am going to pull out my rapier and stab that bastard in front of me.
Mm. Okay.
The orc, not the orog.
Yes.
I'm not within range of the other bastard.
There he is.
I think he'll be a little easier to hit.
Much.
18.
You would have hit the other guy anyway, but yes.
and sad.
He's out of my range, but yeah. Hopefully. So 6 points of damage to the orc.
And that's enough to do it. He's dead.
Okay.
And I am going to do a healing word to Eagle Eye.
Okay.
For 7 points. Wow, max. Nice.
Okay.
Cool. Nice.
Not a lot, but every bit helps.
Yeah, 18. Right, back to 18. Right. 18 yeah. From 31.
Seems like okay. 18 is my thing. Anyway.
All right. It's and that's it?
Yeah, I'm not moving anywhere.
Okay, it's the orc's turn.
Orc's time.
The extraordinarily inept dwarf or orc. Why do I call these guys dwarves? Trying to hit the broadside of a barn, picks up his torch again and throws. This time he finally hits the building, and the oil begins to smolder and catch fire. And with that, he moves in your guys' direction. So to join the fight.
So does the button provisions has anything explosive? Do we know? is it like a chemical or something?
So any kind of provisions, they'll probably have lantern oil in there. They'll probably have a number of flammable things. Explosive, probably not. This is not the minor. They don't necessarily provision mining supplies, but there is plenty enough stuff in Barthens that will rapidly ignite. Not to mention, as you're thinking this, you hear. Some cries from the second floor of Barthen's provisions, and you see the proprietor and his wife leaning out the window, seeing flames begin to burn on the side of the building. So not only is the house is the building beginning to catch fire, but there are people trapped inside. Or there are people. Whether they're trapped or not, you don't know.
So, do we know where? And can we get into the second floor directly?
You could get, well, being a monk that flies,
yeah.
You could probably find a way to get certainly up to this open window that they're leaning out of.
Okay. Probably like after all the orc stunts is finished, like I'm gonna make my move.
Okay. So let's see. This orc here is going to. Who is he gonna go after? Unfortunately for Sildar, Sildar's making his move past him, so he's actually going to attack him. And a 20 is going to hit.
Oh my god. By Sildar again.
Yeah. So and he does max damage too. So Sildar gets up, makes his move, and goes right back down again. He is unconscious again. So waking him up was a distraction. So Tankrin, these two guys are actually these three guys are really going to be uh surrounding you. So we got three incoming guys. Oh, it's getting hard to actually see them. yeah, they're going to make attacks. Each of them are going to make attacks against you. One is a six, a natural one. Second one is a 12. That's going to miss. And last but not least is another 12. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, that was not the best round for the orcs.
That does put them 5 feet apart though, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My time to miss even more.
All right, Eagle Eye, it is your turn.
I'm going to use my action. Oh, if I'm going to use my action to hit, then I can't disengage and go, is it?
So, if you're going to attack, you cannot. Well, you can disengage with your
key.
Drunken.
Step of the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drunken technique, or is that?
Yeah. I could disengage, do a flurry of blows, do a disengage, and then I could use my flying speed 50 feet, but I can't do any actions over here, like to get them out.
Right. Okay.
You can do something.
So do I know like where it is? Like, is it 50 feet or something?
Or
is it going to be more?
It's this first section here, the closer section.
Okay.
But there, yeah. So maybe, you know, there's a window within, you know, within 50 feet. Yeah. You could probably make it in 50 feet.
So I could do step of wind and my jump distance is double for the turn. And I could do a disengage as an action or dash. Okay, you can spend one key point. Put it over there. This is my thing. I'm going to do step off wind.
At a key point, take a disengage or dash action as a bonus action on your turn, and your jump distance is double for the turn. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah. Which means I still have my action though.
That's correct, and you can use that action, to do something like, whatever your action is going to be.
Okay. So, I'm just going to go over there first. Like, I'm just going to move it approximately. Like, let's figure it out, like, somewhere over here.
I'm sorry. All right. So.
Somewhere over, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little further than 50 feet. This first section. Which is all Barthen. This entire building is Barthen's provisions. They are actually going in this section. It's like a house and lower levels, or the lower levels a store, the upper levels a house kind of thing. So it's this upper level that is where they're staying.
So here, here then.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Okay. So that's within 50 feet. So I have still 50 more feet to go somewhere, like even if I'm going to grab somebody from the building. But that's going to cut off the distance, right? Because I don't think I could carry two people, but I could carry one.
You could probably carry one and yeah, it's just he and his wife, so sure. It's just the two of them.
Can I assist them to make an athletics or acrobatics check to get them down rather than me taking them out of the air?
So to get them down, you would be able to get you can't really. You can't really carry anyone and fly. But what I'm going to allow for here is I'm going to allow you to do an athletics check or an acrobat or athletics check with advantage because you're assisting them in getting down.
I'm going to just do that to get them
down.
No.
Oh, with advantage. Thank you. Advantage.
Thank goodness for advantage.
Oh, thank goodness.
So I assume there's him and his wife. I assume are you grabbing one of them? Which one are you taking down?
I'll just ladies first. So I'm just gonna take his wife.
And where are you moving?
You're right? Just gonna take his wife.
Not like that.
Sorry, Martha, you're burning.
He is pushing her forward. So yes, he's on board with this idea. You could probably get her just to the other side of the.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put them on the other side.
Okay.
Because of all the
you're able to drop her down to the ground. And she makes it there safely. And
that's my action.
Okay.
I mean, I could fly out, but I don't, jump distance, right? Like, even if it's gonna blow, I could save myself, but
you're pretty safe where you are there, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It's just like one round, right? Like, he just burned the building, so I'm hoping it's gonna take
a
while.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm good.
Okay. All right, then, Sanswood, it's your turn.
Okay. I'll use my bonus action first to...
Oh, I think I may have made a mistake here. Let me check. Let me read the heat metal spell again. Have I...
Does the heat metal take effect on Sanswood's turn or on the target's turn?
Yeah, I was going to say...
You mean the saving throws?
The damage.
The damage is the first time I can.
So until the spell ends, he can use a bonus action on each of his subsequent turns to cause this damage again. So so it's on his turn. So we did it right.
Yep.
Okay. It's on Sansa's turn. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So he takes 6 more points of damage, but he still needs to take his.
Actually, isn't it? Is it 2d8 or 2d8 plus 2? Oh, 2d8. Never mind. Sorry.
So he still
He doesn't still have that thing that gives him plus 1 to any fire damage.
Plus 1.
It's a fire spell. I don't think.
Oh, not a heat spell.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I heat. Is the metal hurt?
It should actually stop. Oh, well, no.
But it does say fire damage.
It's fire damage. I'm gonna rule that it says fire damage. And damage, and I think that's correct ruling because it's.
We should take 2 more points because
I added 2 points. I reduced him by 2 points because of this and the last turn. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see, and then. Okay, so every time he takes damage, he has to do a Constitution saving throw. So he's going to do that. And unfortunately, it's a 21. But he's taking damage every round. That's nothing to sneeze at. What are you going to do?
Then I'm going to move closer to Seldar and cast Cure Wounds. 7.
Okay, and he's back up to 7 points. This is getting old.
I'm wondering when you guys are going to give up on him like I have.
No, the point is he'll have an extra action no matter how.
He's absorbing damage for you.
he's a shield spell.
Yeah, this is a shield spell and an attack spell in the same time. Okay, that's all. That ends my turn.
Okay, next up is Gundren. And Gundren is going to move forward. And he's going to attack this orc that is next to you, Tankrin. And attack with his longsword. That's a 14 that's going to hit. And his damage is a whopping 4 points of damage. Okay. And I think Yeah, I think he already used his action surge, so I think that's about it for him. And oh, he doesn't have that, does he? No, he doesn't. Okay. Great. And then it is Lillian's turn.
Ah, yes. Creatures within 5 feet of each other. Oh boy. Well, I feel like this is a mistake, but we're gonna move up next to Tankrin here. And squeeze in between them. We're gonna stay wide. You know, keep the big guy on the other side. And I'll swing at this the eastmost orc here.
Yes.
There are three orcs and an Orog, or two orcs and an Orog?
That's three orcs. There's three orcs around you, Tankrin, and the Orog is back. I'm sorry.
No, I'm engaged with the Orog.
Yeah, no, there's two orcs and an Orog, and then one of the...
And then there's an orc behind the Orog, and then another orc down here. With,
Wow.
Lillian's only in melee with the two orcs.
Yes, the two orcs. Okay.
And you're maintaining the round count for the purposes of the bless spell, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
And I am going to...
Now here you would have an option.
Use my sword.
Sword. And it's the 14, right?
Don't you have rapiers now?
But are they not swords?
They're still swords.
Kind of sword. They're kind of sword.
Sword. They're pointed sticks.
With a 14, your sword will hit.
For five.
Five damage. Okay. He's still up.
And then I will swing at him again with two weapon fighting.
Okay.
For a whopping six.
Well, that would be a natural one, which would be automatic. Yeah.
And then I will use Hordebreaker to hit the one next to it over here on the west side, northwest, I guess. Okay. And that would be my bonus action as well. For 17 for 11.
Nice. Okay, he's pretty well damaged.
I did something finally.
All right.
They just had to be closer.
Sildar is like, oh man, okay. All right. he looks at the orc that's in front of him, and he's like, you're gonna pay for that. And he goes swinging with his long sword.
Standing up first.
And yes, he uses half his movement to stand up. You're right. And he hits with his first attack for 8 points of damage. And he takes a second long sword attack. And misses with a seven. So he still does some serious damage to this guy, pays him back for the pain and suffering, and that is his go. The Orog, he's going to attack Tankrin, and his first attack, it's going to be 12. That's not going to hit.
Nope.
The second attack. Is an 18, and that's still not going to hit, is it?
Nope.
Now Tankrin is tanking.
What's your AC, Tankrin, right now?
22.
Okay.
He's going to sneer at you and double down on his focus on you, but that's his turn. So Tankrin, you're up.
Okay, hit him back.
All right. 22 will hit.
17. See, do I need to choose my Divine Smite before or after I roll the damage?
I think you can. I'll say anytime. Yeah, I mean, if you, Yeah, you can. Before I tell you the result of.
No, this is damage roll.
Yeah, yeah. But
and, oh, before whether he's dead or not.
Yeah, before I tell you what the result of the damage is.
Okay, so I'm going to just do the pick first. 10 okay. points. No, I'm going to use the damage or the divine smite.
Which adds 10?
2d8.
Or 2d8. That's 4.
Of course.
Does Bliss stack up with Divine Smite?
No. It does not. It's not the Bless is not to damage. It's only to attack and saving.
Oh, this is damage. Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
So 14.
But that said, he's absolutely bloodied and you're definitely making progress on him. That's it?
Yep.
Okay, Agadir.
I think I am going to myself Bara's scale is so bad. Oh, that's funny. I'm gonna run up next to Sildor and the just on the other side of him, next to that orc, and stabby stabby that orc.
Okay.
17, I believe, will hit. And 11,
and that is enough. This guy's dead.
And that's going to be it.
Oh, that is Sildar. Okay. Never mind. Okay. Look at the wrong thing. All right, great. Next up is the orc's turn. And let's see. This guy's gonna so we've got three there, one there. Things are getting a little crowded around Tankrin. I'm having trouble selecting just the one. Hang on a second.
There we go. Yeah, we scared him away.
Attack of opportunity.
No such luck. Okay. The one is going to go toward you, Agadir, since
bring it.
people seem to be around surrounding 18.
An 18 will hit.
Yeah.
And I'll take it.
And he takes 8 points of damage.
8 points. All right.
The two next to you, Tankrin. One's going to attack with 12.
Nope.
The next one is going to attack with a 15.
Nope.
Only got those. And finally, the last, the guy that was. Where can he go? He's gonna run up to Gundren. He's gonna go after Gundren with a natural 20.
Ooh,
yeah. Let's see, 6 points plus 1d12. 13 points of damage. Where is Gundren? Okay, he's okay. He was at full, so he takes a hard hit, staggers back. Oof. But that is it for them. Now, before you go, Eagle Eye, the proprietor is going to make his own way down. It's going to attempt to go down the then I got to look up commoner. I don't know what his numbers are. I think he just gets no
Just a straight roll?
Yeah, it's a straight roll, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'll just call it a straight roll. He goes clambering out of the building, thinking to go take care of the fire himself, and he he catches himself in scrambling, trying to get out the window. He catches his foot on the sill, not the sildar, but a sill, and he tumbles down across the roof, down onto the ground, and falls unconscious. He is right.
Show me its icon.
He is right. He's right here, basically.
You guys are so attached to this town.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Now, Eagle Eye, it's your turn.
Is that an arc right next to me?
No. There's nothing on the roof.
Aren't you on top of the building? Right on the roof.
Okay.
Or your
because
yeah, there's no orc. I'm not sure what you're saying.
Yeah,
he does have bad vision in the dark, so maybe he's seeing an orc that's not there.
But I'm seeing an orc in my screen though.
What?
Refresh your screen.
Okay.
Yeah, put it in the.
All right. Who cast the orc illusion on the roof?
I can. I can do that. Maybe I'm.
I'm just refreshing the thing.
Yeah, these user interfaces can be a little flaky.
All right. Sorry. I'm just refreshing the screen. And okay, he fell down. Do I just save him? I don't have an healing spell, but I do have a potion. I could just give it to him.
You can feed a potion to someone else, but it is not a bonus action. He is unconscious.
That's my action.
You know, massage his throat to get it down him, and I'll allow that, but it will be your action.
Okay, cool. So the first thing I'm just gonna. Okay, sorry. I'm just gonna see like if he's near Agador or someone.
Agador is for healing in combat.
No, he cannot go slow.
And how many of?
Agador and them are kind of surrounded by orcs. That'd be tough for them to move.
Okay.
He's good for three rounds.
That's what I was gonna say. That's
true. You are the closest.
Could be two. He could fumble.
Or not. But it's a good thing that a 10-foot fall is only 1d6 because it did max damage. If it had done 8 points within 1d8, he would have insta died. He's a commoner, so.
So sorry, like how many of these guys are there? Like I couldn't able to see.
It's hard to see. There are four orcs left.
Okay.
And one org.
Yeah, one of the orcs is next to me. Okay. The other three are lined up along.
I'm just gonna come out right behind the red dot over here.
Okay.
I believe I have at least two of them in my melee range, right?
Yes.
But I'm just going to go into the melee range because that's my thingy. I'm going to use my spear.
I assume on the red dot guy.
On the red dot guy. Ooh.
That will for sure hit. Yep. And that will. That's enough. That's he was pretty close to death anyway.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to do my bonus action.
Okay.
With Talon Strike.
Okay.
The guy next to him.
That'll hit.
What did I roll? 17.
And that's just enough. That's exactly what you needed. And he's dead.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, all right.
I'm not gonna
cool. That was effective. Sandswood, you're up.
So burn, just because it's hard burn. To read the map, there's two things left, right? There's one orc here.
Three.
Oh, no, there's two orcs, and then the thing whose name I still don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I already passed one. Already passed one. So 14 to the big guy.
So the Oreg, you hit again with a flash of searing heat, and he screams and he yells no, and then he dies.
Nice. Then
collapses to the ground. You see the red welted flesh. Where the metal of his armor meets his flesh, and it's not a pretty sight.
Does it smell pretty good? Much
burned to death.
But it smells good, right?
Have you ever
It smells like victory.
Not to mention these are orcs. These are not the cleanest things in the world. That was your bonus action.
Yeah, that's my bonus action. So I was produce flame to hit this one.
You mean this one? The one just to the north of
This one, this one.
That's
so, the one near Agador.
Yeah, near Agador. Yep.
Yeah.
And he's a fresh boy. He's 15. In the.
It's a 7.
Okay. Yeah, that was the first time he was damaged. So yeah, he's.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, now he is damaged.
Okay, and awesome. Then I move to here.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Gundren is up next. And he is gonna make his way. I'm having trouble grabbing him, not resizing him. He's gonna move so that he's moving around here. Give plenty of space for
Blanking.
No such thing.
I know.
Sadly. Again, he hits with a 13. And he is going to do... He's been doing crappy damage. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? What's he going to do now? 5 damage. What is that? Which is... Oh, that is enough. He only had 4 damage left, 4 hit points left. So that guy is now dead. I got to make these encounters harder. Lillian.
Sorry, John, I have a question. Doesn't Agather just dealt 11 to the orcs? If I browse back, what is that 11?
Well, that was the one I killed.
You killed the one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was at the corner of the house, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Lillian, you are up.
I will. So that pink blob is the dude who fell unconscious, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And did anybody go over there and do anything?
Not yet.
No.
I guess technically I do have cure wounds.
What did
you do?
To provide you with your full range of options. And the interest in providing your full range of options. There is the ability option of stabilizing. Requires a medicine check, which requires a D20 roll, and you have to roll over, I think it's 10 to stabilize somebody. So that is an option should you choose to pursue that. Otherwise, you can always use a potion or a spell.
And is he doing saving throws or is he just unconscious?
He will get saving throws once it comes around to his turn again.
Okay.
I would say do a medicine check because we could all effectively attempt that because we're almost out of combat, so...
But also, I feel we should save our spell and let Livian
do that. All
right. I'll kill his orc then. My medicine is a plus zero, so we'll just go ahead.
Mine's probably negative.
We'll hit this with my sharp sticks.
I'll poke him back to life with my rapier.
I'm plus two. I can do that.
Okay, that will hit.
All right. 4-7.
And he is just holding on. By.
See, he's still holding on whenever I hit him again. No,
he's not holding 8. On anymore. He completely let go.
As he says, I'm not dead yet, and I'm not done with my attacks.
I'm not
dead yet.
I'm going to go to Barthen and do a lay on hands, so he may have to make one death save, but I intend to lay on hands for one hit point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. With the understanding that you're going to do that, Sildar is actually going to start moving back toward the rest of the town in anticipation of
before he runs off, can I hand him a damn healing potion?
Sure, he'll hold his. Well, he'll, yeah. I'll let you hand one off to him on the way.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's his bonus action. So he can't take it. can't take it quite yet. But
I don't care if he drinks it. I just want him to have it.
That's right. So Tankrin, you're gonna move over there and give him a point.
Yes.
Okay. All right, yeah, so he comes to and sputtering and just like completely disoriented. This is a traumatic experience for him.
Put the fire out. We're gonna go look for more orcs.
Okay. He's like, yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Not so successfully. So Agador, go ahead and make your movement.
Do we hear where the next any more fighting?
There is fighting to the east somewhere in this area, and you see flames. The light from flames that are silhouetting some of the buildings. So there's clearly fire that is occurring here as well. So you know that some of the buildings out here are older, dilapidated buildings, but there is the Sleeping Giant. That said, Sleeping Giant was kind of a hangout for the Red Brands, but it all depends on how you want to deal with things.
I'm just going to make a quick medicine check. If not, we could use a potion. I have plus two on medicine, though.
So the medicine check for the commoner, he's got one hit point now because
I see. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was trying to slap this. Okay, that's good. Okay.
So
should we call it for the night?
Yeah, I need to.
Barthen moves over toward the building. There are buckets of sand near the building for the purposes of putting out fires like this, mm-hmm. and he begins to throw the buckets. His wife comes out from around the side of the building and starts helping him. It looks like they've got it under control. So that's where we will. You've saved Barthen's provisions, and so we will pick up tomorrow or 2 weeks from now with the third group of invaders that are trying to burn down. Vanillin. So let me turn off our recording here.